Everyone, welcome to church this morning. Let's stand or sit or whatever you'd like to do to worship the Lord.
Running this fall, and we'll provide more information I saw our announcements this morning. I meant to say that quieter.
Let's stand and sing some more.
Teach me your holy ways, O Lord.
can turn and greet each other.
We're going to go into our prayer time or our quiet time. One thing just a reminder of today again is that God is present. Whatever is going on in your life, you're not alone. We're coming into the fall season, which is my favorite season. But sometimes when good things are happening, they don't last long enough. And when hard things are happening, they seem like they'll never go away. And just think of our trees and just the seasons they go through from when the green leaf finally comes. And then the shift happens in fall. And there's glorious colors everywhere. And then in the end, the leaf falls off the tree. And so we're left with the question, was it worth it? It's always worth it. He's with you in every stage, no matter where you're at right now. You won't stay in the stage forever. And in the end, he is leading us to be those beautiful colors that are so fascinating. This morning, we'll use Ephesians 3 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, Ephesians 3, 14 to 17, Paul writes, "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he'll empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Let us come with the same attitude of complete surrender to God, falling to our knees, completely opening our hearts in trust to Christ, that he may be at home within us through his Spirit. In adoration, express your love and commitment to our strong and glorious God." Confession, Ephesians 4, 17 to 24. It says, "Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they're hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life that God gives. This isn't what you learned about Christ. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Let us come and ask the Spirit to renew our hearts and minds. We're constantly being pulled to our old nature, bombarded by the confused and corrupted way of the world. Let us confess our sins so we can put on the new nature of righteousness and holiness that God gives us. Thanksgiving. Paul writes, Ephesians 1, 6 to 11. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He's so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we've received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance and makes everything work out according to his plan. Let us be thankful for the ways in which God has richly showed his kindness to us this week. We can completely rest in the kindness of God and in faith trust that he'll work everything out in our lives. Supplication, Ephesians 6, 10, 12, and 19. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand against all the strategies of the devil. We're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. We're called to be a people of prayer. This is how we fight in the spiritual world, for ourselves and behalf of others. Let us bring a request before our God, who listens and longs to be our deliverer. We pray for Gloria and Jerry, for Kelly and James and their family, for Corrine and Kevin and their family, Matthew and Trina, for Ray and Rowena, for your healing touch, for Tammy and Clay, God, for your resurrection power, for Ernie and Marie, Rita and Brian, Evelyn and Leona, for Kaylin, Karen, Remy and Rita, for some of the places around the world, Thailand, Togo, Uganda, Ukraine, Afghanistan, and then for the conflict in Ukraine with Russia. God, we pray for peace. We pray for the United States and Canada as well, that we would know healing in our land. And God, we give you all the unspoken requests, the things at times we don't even know what to do with. God, we give these to you, our good and gracious God, who knows us like no other, who loves us so deeply. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Our scripture reading today comes from Luke 18, 18 to 30. Once a religious leader asked Jesus this question, "Good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him. "Only God is truly good. But to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not commit adultery. You must not murder. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely. Honor your father and mother." The man replied, I've obeyed all these commandments since I was young. When Jesus heard his answer, he said, there is still one thing you haven't done. Sell your possessions and give money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. But when the man heard this, he became very sad, for he was very rich. When Jesus saw this, he said, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Those who heard this said, then who in the world could be saved? And he replied, what is impossible for people is possible with God. Peter said, we've left our homes to follow you. Yes, Jesus replied, and I assure you that everyone who has given up house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will be repaid many times over in this life and will have eternal life in the world to come.